Well, let's unpack that a bit further now with somebody who knows a lot about political infighting and just the violence that has plagued Mpumalanga around politics. That's a City Press and Mpumalanga Bureau Chief, Sizwe Samayende, who joins us now. Sizwe, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. We've spoken in the past about the violence that happens in Mpumalanga around politics. You have, for example, reported on the story of Jimmy Mokhlala, who was the speaker in Mbombela, who was killed. Various people have been murdered because of their political affiliations. Does this latest shooting come as a surprise to you then?
Good afternoon, Mindy, and the listeners. To answer your question, it's not surprising at all, because we always experience this violence every now and then. In particular, before conferences, before elections, it's quite normal that ANC people will kill each other, assault each other, or whatever violence they subject each other to.
And tell us about Mandla Msibi, the agriculture MEC. He is now applying for bail, although as an update there, the magistrate's court has actually been evacuated because of a bomb scare. What is known about Mandla Msibi? What reputation does he have?
His reputation, he's known as a rising star in the ANC in Mpumalanga province. A popular leader, is amongst the most popular leaders in the province, relatively young, at 45. He's somebody who rose from the bottom, from being a ward councillor to being a speaker in the city of Mbombela, to being an NEC, as he is now, to being a PEC member. Yeah, and also the head of the elections. But on the flip side, there have been these persistent allegations that he is commanding a vigilante group from Pinar, where he comes from. That group, it is alleged, he has been using it to terrorize his political opponents, rivals, or anybody he disagrees with. So in brief, that's how Mandla Msibi is known. That's who he is.
Right. And Sizwe, just lastly, before I let you go, what are your expectations around the criminal justice system, the process, and what we've seen historically when it comes to political murders in Mpumalanga? How do you predict this one will run out through the courts?
It's difficult to predict this one, eh? Because I'm thinking that we shouldn't be surprised if there is a twist to this case. For instance, if we find out that no, it's just a conspiracy that they want them to see, that can also be expected. This is Mpumalanga. You don't know what to expect when it comes to this type of cases, because there are lots of conspiracies when it comes to politics. People get accused of things they have not done. Sometimes they've done those things. Mm. So you don't know really what is the truth. Let's rather just wait and see.
Sizwe, thank you so much. Sizwe Samayende there, the City Press and Mpumalanga Bureau Chief. He knows a lot about this. He's written a book about the political assassinations in Mpumalanga. I wrote a chapter on this for my book on whistleblowers about the killings around the 2010 World Cup stadia and how there has just never been justice in any of those cases. So a very interesting one to watch. And of course, at the moment now, as I've been saying, there is a bomb scare in court while Mandla Msibi is applying for bail. So we'll bring you any updates on that.
Good afternoon, Mandy. I think Mpumalanga is more dangerous than KwaZulu-Natal on as far as the political killings are concerned. Look, Mandy, it's just that the media has not been reporting too much about it, but it's exactly like the mafia style in the olden days.